You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Around 100 protesters gathered at three different locations in Wisconsin Rapids around the Ridges Golf Course on Thursday evening. Protesters weren't shy about saying why they showed up.
Well, because Van Orden and Jim Jordan are people that I just do not agree with at all. Anyone that would badmouth a bunch of teenagers in the Capitol building is definitely on my radar as being a jerk.
Representative Van Orden is at a dinner at the Ridges raising money for the Republican Party, and we are protecting our rights, but we are protesting that he voted for the Big Beautiful Bill, which hurts lots of his constituents.
If given the opportunity to ask Derek Van Orden questions, protesters had simple responses.
Why are you doing what you're doing? You're hurting our country.
Why'd you vote against your people?
The 3rd Congressional District covers a segmented area of the state. Cy Neville drove down from Eau Claire in an attempt to speak with Van Orden.
We haven't been able to find Van Orden because he's kind of feels like he's been hiding from us. So, but again, we're not threatening, so we just want to talk.
Protesters also mentioned President Trump.
He's talked about being a dictator. The President of the United States, excuse me, I'm just livid.
When asked what citizens could do,
we have to resist this. This is wrong. This is wrong. We need to stand up. We need to say, not in my country.
94-year-old Marion Ruel said she's been interested in politics since she was a teen, and she's never seen anything like this.
People seem to feel hopeless, that they can't do anything. And indeed, you have to do something. You have to stand up for what you believe in.
The wild rice crop in northern Wisconsin is again low this year. The Department of Natural Resources announced the continuing pattern of low production in this year's wild rice crop. Climate changes and weather events can greatly affect the annual wild rice production. Kathy Smith, Ganawangdung Manuman, which translates from Ojibwe to "they who take care of wild rice," is with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission. Smith says that a fast-moving windstorm in mid-June caused widespread wind damage and heavy rainfall across the upper Midwest, and in late June, 6 to 7 inches of heavy rain in a short period of time contributed to temporary high water levels on seepage lakes. Wisconsin residents can harvest wild rice, but they do need a license. Harvest season is typically late August through mid-September. This weekend is one of the last holidays for families before the school year begins, and it can be one of the year's most heavily traveled weekends. As many are choosing to celebrate this weekend, be sure to have a safe ride home if you choose to imbibe. Alcohol-related crashes claimed more than 12,000 lives in 2023, and nearly one-third of all U.S. traffic deaths involve alcohol-impaired drivers. AAA is activating its tow-to-go program across select states this weekend, including Wisconsin. While it is best to have a designated driver, rideshare options, or plan to stay overnight where you are celebrating, if you find yourself pickled and in a pickle, you can call AAA. This is a last resort option open to both members and non-members. AAA will provide a free confidential ride for impaired drivers and tow their vehicle to a safe location within a 10-mile radius. You can find out more at AAA.com. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
A blockbuster trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers holding press conferences today to introduce Micah Parsons, who signed a 4-year deal with the team worth $188 million, making him the highest paid player in the league other than a quarterback. Parsons, the most feared pass rusher, ending his time with the Cowboys. Mark Murphy, who retired a month ago as Packers CEO, was holding a press conference at his induction into the team Hall of Fame when the news broke and said he knew nothing of the deal.
Oh. So, what did they give up, Rich?
The Packers giving up their first-round pick next year and in 2027, and 9-year veteran Kenny Clark. College football, the Badgers beat Miami of Ohio 17-0, but starting quarterback Billy Edwards had to leave the game in the second quarter with a leg injury.
I don't have any answers on Billy, so good to see, though, that he was back out there, you know, able to be a part of the game and be with our team and things like that.
Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Actor Adam Sandler has decided to make yet another attempt at a serious movie role. Oh joy. It's not a total attempt, as Jay Kelly is labeled by Variety as a dramedy. Sandler will play a tell-it-like-it-is showbiz manager to the film's title character, played by George Clooney. How excited is Sandler to be part of the project? He said recently at a presser for the Venice Film Festival, "Holy sh**. I can't believe I'm getting this gift. Break a leg, Adam, and clean up the potty mouth." Speaking of Sandler, he recently played a song at the 50th anniversary Saturday Night Live gala. One of the lyrics was, "50 years of finding out your favorite musician is anti-Semitic." There has been speculation as to who Sandler was referring to. He declined to answer, saying there have been many over the years, but Kanye Crazy Town West claimed in a tweet on X, which makes no sense, that it was him, referencing Sandler when he said, "Adam Sandler, thank you for the love." Is Kanye clueless or crazy? Just like with many people on the X Twitter, it's hard to tell. How popular is Taylor Swift? Even the people on the periphery of her world are getting rich. Dancing with the Stars is in season 34, and according to therap.com, Jan Ravnik will join the celebrity side of Dancing with the Stars. Ravnik recently was a member of the dance squad on the Swift's Eras Tour. The full cast of dancers for season 34 will be announced September 3rd on Good Morning America. Ooh, not sure I can wait that long. Earlier this week on Nightlight, we discussed aliens and ghosts, which is typically a fun topic that gets a variety of reactions. Recently, some star power has been added to the belief that aliens exist. Actress Emma Stone says she believes in aliens. She may have ulterior motives, as she is playing a CEO captured by a conspiracy group who believes she is an alien sent to destroy Earth in the new film Begonia, which hits theaters this October. When you're part of a studio talk show audience and the warm-up act tells you to do the wave when you hear the word banana, you just do it. Because why wouldn't you? Just don't do the wave when the host coincidentally says banana in her monologue. That is what happened on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, and it made her furious when she realized that writer and audience warm-up act Greg Fitzsimmons was behind it. It wasn't on purpose, but he had to step onto the stage and tell the audience that they should no longer do the wave when they hear that word. Ellen's talk show ended after 19 years due to what sources say was a toxic environment. Fitzsimmons confirmed those rumors on the We Might Be Drunk podcast. He did give her props and said she was an incredible stand-up. The writer-comedian said at first the show was very chill, but after some success, she got very difficult and would make younger writers cry. DeGeneres left America after the last election, but says she is not done with show business. Sounds like show business might be done with her. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a slight chance of scattered showers today, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy with a high near 70. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 53 for a low. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.